I think that we as a show have diagnosed ourselves as, well, some of us being more anxious than others. Think. I'll admit it. I am.
Yeah.
Jason, you for sure.
No.
Yeah, you are.
We're anxious about different things.
We're anxious about different things, but that means we're both anxious.
I think Jason's body language and actions say anxious a lot.
Uh-huh. Like right now, how he's standing up and he has his hands in his pockets and he's bouncing his leg.
You're making me anxious.
Yeah.
Right. Matt is the least anxious person that I know.
Yeah, if I do get anxious, I really try not to show it.
Oh.
But I just really try to just accept the fact that there's certain things I can't control, and I just let them go.
That must be a really nice headspace to be in, Matt.
It's taken me a while to get there, but you know.
I don't even know how you do it. Well, if you are somebody who lives by checking WebMD, I mean, people do it all the time, you know, like, oh, I have a headache. Oh, check WebMD. I'm dying.
Yeah.
Or you have a scratch or a weird rash, whatever, you go immediately instead
of
going.
It does put ideas in your head.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to WebMD, many, many sleepless nights have been had by at least 35% of U.S. adults trying to figure out what medical condition they have or a medical condition that somebody else has, which if you check WebMD a lot, it's a sign that you are already more anxious than other people.
I mean, WebMD, I think they just try to cover all bases. Like, too bad it couldn't be worded right, but what happens is it's like, okay, if you have this pain on the side of your head, for the most part, it's usually this.
But
it could be in a rare circumstance, this. It starts making you think, uh-oh.
Yep. Maybe I'm the exception.
What if it is?
Mm-hmm. And it's the but it could be that gets me every time. Another sign that you are more anxious than the average person, unanswered text messages leave you with a feeling of dread. And this is the worst because immediately I'm like, they're mad at me. They hate me.
Yeah.
They didn't like the way I said something. They don't agree with me. They're not talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, I don't. That doesn't bother me. Sometimes as long as I respond, like I'm OCD in the fact that I hate seeing like a notification on one of my apps.
Yeah.
So if I have a text that has come in that I haven't answered, I get OCD and I want to respond to it so that it's not showing. It's almost like a checklist for me.
Okay.
And I've got something pending, so I'll send it. I won't even think about the fact that I've sent you a text. I'm more thinking about the fact that I've checked off texting that person back, and I just go about my day.
Even if you've asked them a question or you need some sort of information from them and they just don't text you back?
If I'm initiating the text message, then if it's important, I'll usually, you know, be a little more antsy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, if we're just in casual conversation back and forth and I see that you've texted me and I just respond, I'm more breathing a sigh of relief that I don't have that notification anymore, that I have an unread or unresponded to text. I'm more concerned about me responding to you than you responding to me.
We're very different, Matt, and me.
I'll completely forget sometimes. I'll get a text like, Katie, you do this a lot.
What?
You won't respond to a text until the next day.
Yeah, that's true.
And you'll say, oh, sorry, I forgot to do this. I will have forgotten by that point that I texted
you. That you even texted me.
Yeah.
Typically what happens there, and you would think that I would be more lenient or like less anxious about it because that's been happening. What will happen is I take a nap or I try to, you know. Somehow I check it during my nap time and then I have forgotten that I read it. It's like kind of like where you get up to do a midnight snack,
mm-hmm.
to go eat a midnight snack,
yeah.
and then you forget in the morning that you did that till you see the Pop-Tart wrapper on
mm-hmm.
the counter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit like that.
That's fair.
or somebody will text me during the show, and I'll look at it as it comes in, or I'll look at it whatever, we're on a break, and I forget that they've even texted me at all, because I know I can't answer to them right then.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think I'd be less anxious, but I'm not. Another sign that you are more anxious than the average person, you leave extra time to get anywhere and everywhere you're going.
I think that's a good thing.
I do too.
That way you're on time.
Because mm-hmm. you know how we feel about being late.
And how many times have you shown up somewhere and an unforeseen variable causes you a little bit more time? Like, wait a minute, there's a line to get in the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing.
Or there's construction, or a road is closed, or something, you got to stop and get gas because you forgot.
Yeah.
I'm that way. So if I'm going to DJ a wedding, my wife will give me a hard time. She's like, you're already leaving? And I'm like, I have to get there. I have to survey the venue to make sure I know where there's power, so I know where to plug in. I need all the equipment set up. I need to test it because this is someone's wedding. I don't want it to go wrong. So I do have anxiety there in the sense that I want to get there set up, ready to go, so that I'm not causing them any more stress wondering, where the hell's the DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the music?
I'd rather have time to kill on the other end once I'm all good to go.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So just a few more things to worry about that are going to make you feel extra anxious today.
Sweet.
I guess.